offered to you by Bible Fellowship Church. How many of you are athletes? If you are, you know how much work goes into getting stronger and faster in order to be good at your position. You have to put in a lot of work to hone your abilities to be as good as you can be. You want to be a winner, and that begins with your personal mindset and your willingness and drive to be the best you can be, therefore making you a better member of a team. Maybe you're not an athlete. Maybe your goal is to be a better cook, or a better scholar, or a better employee. Whatever it is that you're striving to be better at takes practice, or more knowledge, or working on your people skills. Whatever your goal is will only be accomplished if you put in the work needed to be successful in your endeavor. Today, we'll look at Paul and what his goals were and the things he did in order to accomplish what he set out to do. Let's look at 1 Corinthians 9:19 through 27. For though I am free from all, I have made myself a servant to all, that I might win more of them. To the Jews I became as a Jew in order to win Jews. To those under the law I became as one under the law, though not being myself under the law, that I might win those under the law. To those outside the law I became as one outside the law, not being outside the law of God, but under the law of Christ, that I might win those outside the law. To the weak I became weak, that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all people, that by all means I might save some. I do it all for the sake of the gospel, that I may share with them in its blessings. Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one receives the prize? So run, that you may obtain it. Every athlete exercises self-control in all things. They do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we an imperishable. So I do not run aimlessly. I do not box as one beating the air, but I discipline my body and keep it under control, lest after preaching to others, I myself should be disqualified. Paul's statement at the beginning of this passage is almost contradictory. He had been freed from all men in order to become a slave to all men. That's what Christianity is all about. It's not about getting, but giving. It's not about self, but about others. It's not about rights, but about love. Paul knew he would never be able to win everybody to Christ, but he wanted to make sure that he did not alienate anyone from Christ by looking out for his own rights. No matter what people group he was dealing with, Paul made sure his behavior would not alienate them. Notice that each one of his examples here deals with areas of preference, not with areas of right and wrong. He would never partner with someone in sin in order to win them. Paul turned to athletes to provide another illustration of the principle he was trying to explain. In any race, there are many competitors. They all want to win, but only one does. What makes the difference between winning and losing? Do the rules favor one person over the other? No. The condition of the athletes involved is what makes the difference. The one with the greatest desire will show the greatest self-control. Paul was not saying that we are in a race in which only one competitor can win, but we ought to live as if we are, living our lives as if everyone we come in contact with needs the Lord, finding common ground with them. So our sharing Christ with them is natural and pleasing, so they can trust us and experience the love of Jesus so that they will come to know Him. Then Paul turns to another sport. Paul pointed out that a poorly trained boxer swings at his opponent but misses most of the time, beating the air. In contrast to swinging and missing, Paul was willing to make sacrifices to improve his ability to excel in the work of Christ. Are we willing to make sacrifices so that others will come to know Jesus? Are we willing to put in the work needed in order to build relationships to the point that others will trust us to tell them what Jesus has done for us and what He will do for them? It takes work. Folks, it takes work. It takes sacrifice of time. It may take dealing with some things that you might not necessarily want to be around in order to gain that trust. The bottom line is that we must want what God wants. We must want His will to be done. A couple of Sundays ago, Pastor Adam asked us, "Do you believe God wants everyone to be saved?" Of course He does. We are His hands and we are His feet and His voice. What are we going to do? Are we going to sacrifice? Are we going to work and train hard to reach as many people as God puts in our paths? I've issued myself a challenge for this next week, and I would love for you to join me in that challenge. I'm going to keep a notebook and a pen with me this week, and I'm going to write down every person I have contact with, whether it's in person, face-to-face, or through a text or a phone call. And if I know their name, I'll write that name down in my notebook. And if I don't know their name, I'll write something like, "The guy that changed the oil in my car," or "The cashier that checked me out at Publix." Then next to their name or description, I'm going to write if I know if they know Jesus or not. Then I'm going to begin to pray for them and ask God to direct me in His will to help me know what I'm supposed to do and what reason He put these people in my path this week. I know that as I walk through a normal day, that God puts people in my path for a reason. Do I miss the awesome opportunities He gives me? Yes, I absolutely do. But I want to be more intentional about finding people who need Jesus. Let's ask God to help us to be more like Paul, willing to sacrifice so that others may come to know Jesus, willing to be more intentional. Remember, Paul said, "For though I am free from all, I have made myself a servant to all, that I might win more of them." And then he said, "I do it all for the sake of the gospel." Let's live out this week for the sake of the gospel.